Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are west, Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah.
And really excited to bring Brandon Stokely on the program. Two-time Super Bowl winner and a young man that...
Pride of Cajun land, baby.
That knew B. Mitch at a young age. What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I certainly have known Brian for a long, long time. And so, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
What's up, B?
I've always... What was B. Mitch like as a college quarterback?
He's too young to know that.
what was that dude like?
Well, I think the one thing that stood out about him and watching him and being obviously a huge fan. My dad was the head coach there, so I grew up, around that program, and I was there all summer long. Tough competitor, those are the two things that really stood out. And then you saw him go to the NFL and do all the different things that he did in the NFL to be successful. So that was what really stood out about him. Would do whatever it takes to win, but he was a competitor and he was as tough as they come.
Certainly, and he speaks incredibly highly of your father, man. I'm sure you know that,
yeah.
But clearly your pop made a huge impact on him as well.
Well, that's great to hear. They had a great run together, so those are some fun times.
Now, speaking of fun times, we're going to get to football, but B. Mitch, I bet I know something about Brandon that you don't know.
What?
Apparently, he gave Scotty Scheffler a couple tips last week in the pro-am of the Memorial, and that's why he won the tournament.
Man, look, we know everything down in Southwest Louisiana, man. So what was the tips you gave him, Brandon?
I told him, that right foot is just moving a little bit too much. Try to keep it on the ground for a little bit longer, and I think he's going to see a lot of success from it. And so that's all it really took. I don't want to take all the credit, but you got to give me a little bit of credit, right?
But how cool is it to play with Scottie Scheffler, man? That had to be awesome.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I love golf, and so to be able to go out there, I've never played in a pro-am before. I've done some caddying for Peyton, and so when Peyton asked me, what I was doing during that day a couple weeks ago, I thought he was going to ask me to caddy for him, but he actually asked me to play. Which was really cool. But it was great to be inside the ropes, and you got a gallery around and fans around. And then to watch the guy that's the best in the game right now by far, and it's not even close, and to be able to walk inside the ropes with him and chat with him. He was a great guy. His caddy is actually from Lafayette, Louisiana. I don't know if Brian Mitchell knew that. Ted Scott. We went to the same high school together, so that was fun. So, it was a great time because I love golf, and so just to kind of be in that environment was really cool and fun.
When you hear them hit the ball and the sound that they make and the sound you make, is it totally different?
It's depressing is what it is. And they hit the ball so far and so high. And, you know, we're playing from different tees than they were. And so you look back and you see how far they're hitting from and how good they hit it. They very rarely miss shots, but they hit it so high and so far. It's so impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, if you're in Denver, do you play at Cherry Hills?
When Peyton invites me.
I got to play out there once, and Peyton's Bronco, that orange Bronco, was in the parking lot. That's a special place over there, man.
Yeah, it's a really, really good place, and he does have a pretty cool old-school orange Bronco.
We are talking with two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokley, 15-year NFL veteran, one of the coolest nicknames I've ever heard for a slot receiver, the slot machine. Brandon, you know football on a granular level. You grew up in it, coach's son, played it at the highest levels. You know, here in Washington, Jaden Daniels has kind of changed everything. What did you think of Jaden's rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, it was so impressive. It's a hard thing to do. You know, for any rookie, but for a quarterback to come in and play the way that he played for the whole season and do the things that he did, it's hard for fans maybe to understand how difficult that is to do, especially at that position. It demands so much when it comes to leadership, when it comes to all the things that a quarterback has to do every single week. And then you got to go out there and try to execute. You're playing with the best of the best. And they obviously, you know, the game moves really, really fast. And it usually takes time for it to slow down for guys. So for him to be able to just jump right in and have the impact that he did, lead that team to the playoffs, and do what they did in the playoffs, it was so impressive. And you should be fired up if you're a Washington fan and about the potential and what it's going to look like for the future, you know, because if you have one of those guys, you always have a chance.
Well, you all supposedly have one of those guys, too, in Bo Nix, and he had a very good year last year. What impressed you about him?
Yeah. Just his poise, you know. And the tough thing is you're going to have some bad moments throughout the course of the season, bad games. He was always able to bounce back, and he never got too high, never got too low. And, you know, he's an athletic quarterback. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, he was the sixth one taken in the first round last year. And so to be able to – he had to go through a competition in training camp. But the moment and the stage, it wasn't too big for him. And so that's why, you know, Broncos fans over here in Denver, you know, they're fired up about the future just like Washington fans are, because it's been a while since we've had a quarterback here, and it's been a lot of losing. And so when you're a young one, you always have a chance. So it was fun. It was a fun, exciting year.
Yeah, I mean, I think both Washington and Denver got to experience – something that's been, I mean, it's been missing in Denver, you know, since Peyton stepped away, but it's been missing in Washington a lot longer than that, man. For these rookie quarterbacks, and how hard do you think it is for them to follow up with maybe, you know, even a better season? The goal in sports and in life, frankly, is to continue to improve every day. How do these young guys keep building?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, is to build off of a great year when maybe people didn't expect it. Now it's expected to go out there and play great. And it's still a very hard thing and difficult thing to do, even if you had a rookie year. So a lot more film is out there on you. Expectations have gone up. So you're not going to catch anybody, any defense or defensive coordinator. You're not going to catch them off guard. So they know your strengths. They know your weaknesses a little bit more than they would have your rookie year. And I think the pressure's there a little bit more also. But these guys, most of these dealt with it. their whole career, the expectations in college, the change in systems, the transferring, and all these things. So I think these guys are so prepared for it now. But I do. I think there's just more film out there for NFL defensive coordinators to study and try to figure you out and what your strengths and weaknesses are. But, you know, watching Jaden last year, watching Broncos Bo Nix, I really don't think that either one of them is going to have a big is going to fall back at all this year, because I think most of these guys, they've been prepared for what they've been through, you know, in high school and especially now in college.
Yeah, everyone talk about the sophomore slump, and like you said, you watch guys these days, they don't they deal with this stuff at a high level very early, so I don't expect either one of these guys to do that, especially in this day and age where if you build a team around them, they can step forward. If you allow the team, like they, C.J. Stroud, he got knocked for 70. They had a sophomore slump. Well, your top two receivers were hurt. What the hell you expect?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you can stay healthy, and Washington's doing a good job of putting pieces around the quarterback and helping him out as much as possible, right? Building up that offensive line and getting playmakers on the outside. And so that's what Denver needs to continue to do here is build around their quarterback, get more playmakers around that guy, you know. And you got the luxury of having a young quarterback on a rookie contract. You got to take advantage of it, right, when you're not paying them a lot of money. And, you know, the Broncos are still working through some Russell Wilson salary cap issues. You got one more year of that. But you got to put those pieces around them. And if you do, now it makes it a little easier to continue. But you're right, B-Mitch, when you see what happened in Houston, I mean, all of a sudden playmakers get hurt. I mean, you got to understand they're still quarterback, right? And they still need some help and some players around them.
Totally. We are talking with 15-year NFL wide receiver Brandon Stokely here on the Rude Guest Hotlines. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Brandon at bstokely14, S-T-O-K-L-E-Y-14. Brandon, you know, now this the Broncos Commanders game is slated for Sunday Night Football here in D.C. I mean, that's the biggest audience the league gets every week. And I just think this matchup is one that everybody's going to be drooling over to see Nix and Jaden kind of go head-to-head. But I think that Broncos defense is really good. I mean, they got playmakers all over the field. How well-rounded of a team is Denver?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on when you look at what they have defensively. And they made a big jump last year. And they led the league in sacks, so they got – some young pass rushers that can get after you. They got some interior guys that are really good. And then the additions they've made this offseason have been impressive. Adding Dre Greenlaw from San Francisco, inside linebacker. He was a big part of that defense until he got hurt during the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Then also they added Hufanga, the safety, who is a dynamic playmaker at that position. You can move him all over the football field. And then the first-round pick, Jahdae Barron at the cornerback position from Texas, a guy that's going to help provide depth. He can play inside. He can play outside. Riley Moss last year did a great job opposite of Pat Surtain, but he got hurt, and he hasn't been healthy in his couple years that he's been in the NFL or been able to stay healthy, and their defense really dropped off. Their pass defense did. So to add a dynamic piece in the first round and Barron, I mean, that defense should be great this year. They should be special. It's offensively, you know, they got to pick it up a little bit, but they got to run the ball better. Their running game is terrible. They haven't had a tight end anything. So they will help their tight end position. And then they drafted R.J. Harvey out of Central Florida in the second round. So, you know, they're trying to add pieces there to help Bo Nix out a little bit. Their offensive line is solid group. So, offensively, they're still not quite there yet, but defensively, they should be special this year.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have a special group. It's impossible for them. I mean, that AFC West is just so loaded, man.
It is.
I mean, you got the Chargers and the Chiefs. How hard is it to be a guy that, you know, you've settled in Denver, you obviously had a ton of professional success, for Broncos fans knowing they got to face Patrick Mahomes every season?
Yeah, that's been the thing, you know. They didn't beat the Chiefs for it was like 7-8 years, I think it was, until they finally beat them. So anytime you got to deal with Mahomes, you know, every year, two times a year, and it's tough, right? I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, people thought they were going to have be rebuilding 3-4 years ago, whenever it was they lost it, when they got whipped by Tampa in the Super Bowl. And next thing you know, they're back in it and they're winning again. And so until I see it with my own eyes that they regress and take a step back, I won't believe it. So yeah, it's tough to deal with. Then you look over and the Chargers, you know, they got a competent coach there last year in Harbaugh. He's going to do a great job, the best out of Herbert. So. And we'll see what the Raiders are going to do with Pete Carroll. We're talking about some great coaches that know how to win in the AFC West. It's difficult.
Absolutely. Brandon,
all the boys that from the text thread, I told them I was interviewing you, they were listening to say, tell you what's up, man.
I love it.
Wade
love it.
Butler, Elmore, all those dudes. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Brandon, thank you very much for making time for us, dude.
Anytime. Appreciate y'all. Be Mitch. Take care. And thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. See you.
Anytime, bro. Gotcha, man.
That is Brandon Stokely. How cool is that to get to go play in a pro-am with Scotty Scheffler, best in the world?
I did not know that his caddy was from Lafayette.
I didn't know that either. It's Ted Scott. I mean, so if you want to follow Stokely, you should. It's at BStokely14. He just informed us all something that I didn't know, that man. Ted Scott –
man, Lafayette's all over the place, dog.
Think about Ted Scott. How many? Scotty now has 3 majors. He won a PGA and 2 Masters.
Two Masters for sure.
And Bubba won 2 Masters.
Didn't he win something else though?
Bubba?
Scotty?
No, he has the 3 now. He's won the Players, but Masters, a majors. It's just Scotty has 3. Bubba definitely has 2. I know Bubba won twice at Augusta. Bubba
Scotty made $4 million last week, so that's $400,000 for old Ted.
I think Ted's doing all right. I think Ted's doing all right.
Ted's doing well. Ted probably made more than some of the golfers last year.
Dude, I have some guy on Twitter that's constantly harassing me because I have said, and I maintain this, the way Scotty Scheffler is playing is an outrageous level. Mm-hmm. Outrageous. But we got to chill with the Tiger comparisons.
It ain't close.
Like, he would have to maintain this level for 6 years. You know what I mean?
I'm
like, to me, because we live in a microwave society, every time somebody gets there are a lot of really good players. Mm-hmm. But they did it to Rory, and then it took Rory, 11 years to finally get the Grand Slam, win the mm-hmm. whole thing. When Spieth was red hot, we did it with Spieth.
Yeah.
And that now Spieth's game... he's dealt with injuries.
He's on and off.
Dude, he's way more off than on. Mm-hmm. Kepka, we did it with Kepka when he got – he won 3.
And he ain't close right now.
Dude, like, Scotty Scheffler is the best player in the world. He's the most ice-cold player in the world. And I recognize if you just want to bring up the money, sure, Scotty's going to make more money than everybody.
Well, but the money has gone way up.
That's inflationary.
It's kind of hard to really compare that. Like, hell, Jack and Arnold. Okay, Jack has the most majors ever. Tiger made more in 1 year than Jack made his whole damn career.
Right.
He might have made more in 1 tournament than Jack made his whole career.
The only conversation you can have with Tiger is Jack.
Yeah, at this point, yes.
And I think those two belong in their own category. And I love Scotty. I love watching Scotty. I'm a Rory guy, but I love Scotty. And I just this dude that keeps tweeting me, chill out, man. Just like,
hey. If he keep treating you, just block his ass.
Bro, to me, B,
guy, Jay. You'll get 3 more if you get rid of him.
I don't think there should be anybody making Tiger comparisons.
Until you get about 12 or 13 damn majors.
I was going to say, if anybody else gets to double-digit majors,
yes.
Start talking about
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I think Rory has now entered a new level by completing the career Grand Slam, mm-hmm. and he belongs in that conversation. But, like... I think it's Jack, Tiger, but like Gary Player is still ahead. You know what I mean? Like these dudes have done the career Grand Slam and have won a lot of them. So the next step for Scotty to me is career Grand Slam, which I think he could certainly get.
Yeah.
Although the way he talks about fairness a lot, I'm not entirely sure the Open is his track. He's going to need 4 good days of weather and good bounces.
But everybody else got to go through it.
Sure.
See, whenever you ask me, like when I talk about competition and playing people, if we are going through the same conditions, I can't complain about anything. You know what I mean? So if the guys before him went through it, he got to go through it too. You're not going to always get a 78-degree day with no wind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you play in the British Open, you might get every aspect of the weather in one day. Not necessarily all 4 days, just one day. You might get a little snow. You know, I've played over there. Snow, rain, sleet. It was sideways raining. You know, it was cold as hell. And he looked at the cat, he said, we don't need a course. So all you do, grab your hot chocolate with some scotch in it and keep moving. That's all I did.
All right, I want to have a conversation. I'm tempted to circle back to this Trey Hendrickson trade that ESPN Seth Walder has projected. Johnny Newton, a 3rd and a 7th, and you get Trey Hendrickson. I'm curious if people would do it. I'll open the phone lines on that. 800-636-1067. I want to check in with the aquarium if they would do it. To me, it's too much, but 17 and a half sacks is a level of production that has never happened here in Washington. We're going to take your calls, 800-636-1067. Would you make that trade for Trey Hendrickson when we return? It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals starting up this week. And now you can make the smarter play with the new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into the same game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. Gambler.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That was interesting. So that young guy signed it with Liv. That's the first young guy Liv has signed in a while.
Yep.
So I think some people were wondering about Liv's demise. They got the cash. The event is coming to Virginia in a couple weeks. Or this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend, yeah. Yeah, but that guy Ballester was – he won the USAM. I mean, he's a pretty big deal. He was considered like an up-and-coming star. But he's
he got to get some wins in his on the side for people to start really like following him though.
Yeah, well, I also think a lot more European dudes join Liv, and if you're this dude Ballester, you're he's from Spain. Think about the Sergio is probably the biggest Spanish dude now, and Rom. Those dudes are both on Liv, and you get to go join whatever their team is and be a Liv guy with probably your two golfing heroes. It kind of tracks.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. This morning on ESPN.com, they put together a story. Kirk Cousins, Trey Hendrickson, Jalen Ramsey are probably the – not probably. They are the biggest names that some think will get traded between now and week one. I think there's a pretty good chance it happens. Hendrickson's the only one that really makes sense here. And Seth Walder, who's an analytics guy for ESPN, proposed a trade. Johnny Newton, a third rounder, and a 2027 seventh rounder for Trey Hendrickson. To me, this is too rich. If you do Johnny Newton and a seventh, I can wrap my head around it. If you do a third and a seventh and maybe add something extra in there, I can wrap my head around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Johnny Newton, a third and a seventh, is
too much.
You agree, too much?
Mm-hmm.
Professor Landini, we start with you. We're going to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Hendrickson for Johnny Newton, a third and a seventh. Is that too much, Mr. Landfill?
I kind of think so. I think that Newton's got a lot of promise. I'd rather they stick with him, keep him around.
I tend to agree with you. Now, they're different guys, right? Newton's an interior pass rusher.
Sure.
But it's also the first time he's going to be healthy in two seasons, I think. And you got him under team control for 3 years.
Yep.
I don't know if Jeff's answering phones. Jeffrey, chime in if you can.
Too much. I'm not giving up our youth. Let's just build with what we got.
Mm. All right. It's a clean sweep of too much.
We got White Brian.
White Brian?
Oh, he's a Giant fan. He don't care.
Well, he could still chime in, I suppose. White Brian, put the meth down. Answer the question.
Damn.
Make the trade.
Really? Why?
He wants to hurt the team.
You're that close to a Super Bowl. He puts you over the top.
I mean, White Brian's got a point. He's got a point, B. Like, I don't think it's crazy to think that. 800-636-1067. I believe Shane is on line one. Shane, would you make the trade?
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, first of all, JP, I got to give you credit, man. I was going through the TV when I was back over in stateside, and I was watching your TV show, All Ears, man, and that's fantastic. You do a great job on that, brother. Now I know what
thanks
they call
much,
All
man.
Ears, by the way. Hey, but you know, you make that trade. You make that trade. Sorry, I had to throw it in there, but you make that trade. We're one player away from on that defense to get. We've not had 17 sacks in a season in forever. Number two is we're on that, and the defense needs help. Offense is going to be legit. Let's call it what it is. But our defense still is question mark. So you definitely make that trade, and you hope you get that back in return. But yeah, 17 sacks. Now, can he get 17 sacks here? Who knows? To a place that, hell, he can get hurt as soon as he gets here, knowing the Commander's history.
That's the problem.
You got to make that trade. You got to make that trade. There's a difference between a pass rusher and an interior defensive lineman. He'll never save 17 sacks in a season. I hate to say it, but I don't see him, Newton, getting 17 sacks in a season at where he's at right now. But
the only dude that's ever going
to
do that. The only dude that's ever going to do that from the interior is Aaron Donald. There's only one of those guys on the planet.
Chris Jones.
Right.
That's Chris Jones. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for the call, Shane. I do think a lot of folks believe they should. I put this on my Facebook page, and I got a ton of comments. The majority, I think, are similar to us, that it's just it's too much. He's just got 3 years left on the deal. I would not be.
Where's 3 years left? Come on, Newton.
Newton has 3 years left on the deal. And Hendrickson is 30. But
see,
dude,
think about it.
He helps you a lot right away.
People say make the trade, okay? You gotta pay for him, too, now, later. He's going to want a deal. The thing about it, you have to make the decision on, are you willing to pay him the dollars he's going to want? Because
it's 30. Jaden
coming up in a couple years.
It's 30 mil. It's 30 mil, and you still got to deal with Terry. That's the complicating factor to me is you still got to get Terry done. Let's go to Dusty. Dusty, would you make the move?
Nah, man, it's a hard pass for me. I believe Newton is a good, solid piece, young piece. As you stated before, we still got, you know, he's under team control for another 3 years. I don't think that would be a good deal at all.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Dude. I want to be clear. If you make a move for Hendrickson, I think it's a good move. The guy has led the NFL in sacks the last 2 years. He's a baller. But I don't think it's as simple as that. You've also got the Terry complication. Elijah is in D.C. Eli, what do you think? Would you make the move?
What's going on? I wouldn't make the move because for a few reasons. One, if your offense, for example, can be up 14 just for an example, and other guys, that makes other guys, that helps a defense out immensely. So also, do you want to win one Super Bowl, or do you want to keep your window open for the potential of Super Bowls for years to come? And you have to be conscious of the decisions that you make as you get better to keep the, you know, as you reaching forward, that you don't mess up some other things financially to make moving forward. You have to be smart. And you got to show to your team that, hey, man, we with you. We riding with the team. We drafting our guys because we want them here and we believe that they are what we need. So if you get them, okay, yeah, you can't be upset because, yeah, you want to say, I want to swing and make a good decision. So we're going to be behind it if they made the decision. But thinking about the future, I'm not willing to just be able to mortgage the future for the potential of a guy that's 30. And what's the decline look like? We don't know. So you have to be comfortable with his high. You have to be comfortable with his average. And you have to be comfortable with his low. And sometimes people be so focused on the high, you can't – it's more years than just one, Shawty. You know, what does 33 look like? Maybe is it a situation where you can move him? Maybe not. Then we'll be like, man, we should have did this and we should have – no, man. They're thinking about when you pull this arrow, it's about how far can we get it to go. And certain decisions like that kind of take some of the wind from your arrow. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's a complicated situation, man. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. ESPN says Washington could offer a package of Johnny Newton, a 2026 third-round pick, and a 2027 seventh-round pick to get Trey Hendrickson. Why would this be appealing to the Bengals? It's immediate help. B, I would feel differently about this if it was Johnny Newton and a seventh. But Johnny Newton and a third is too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Johnny Newton, I think, can ball, man. Let's try Vince is in Akakik. Vince, you making this move?
No. And I'm not making it for the fact that if we trade for Trey, we got to pay. And Terry need his money. And honestly, we need to pay Lermy as well, especially being that Tunsil can be our next Trent Williams that we let get away. You know, Trent went to San Francisco, is having a long career. People are playing longer. You could say the same thing for Trey, but I don't see Trey's longevity being that effective as a defensive end. But Terry is a young, about to be 30, and like I said, I think Lermy can be our next Trent Williams. So, no, I don't trade for Trey because eventually we got to pay Jaden, and that's – you know, we got to figure out the book some kind of way. We got Newton on a rookie deal. Let's make it work.
Smart call. Thank you, Vince. Is that Vinny in Seat Pleasant on line four? Vinny, be the GM. Are you making that deal to get Trey Hendrickson?
Hey, Mitch, JP, Landini, what's up, Aquarius?
What up, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Man, I think it's kind of too rich. You got to be, like the last call, you got to be smart about the situation. What's more prevalent to the team as far as keeping Terry around, paying Terry, or trying to bring Trey over to, I guess you want to say make the defense more stout up front, because that secondary is still going to be kind of, shaky. I know Amos just got drafted, and, we got Harris at the safety and things of that nature. But I think looking at it, going after Jalen Ramsey may be a little better. It may be less costly. And for the simple fact that secondary, like I said, has still a hole inside of it. It needs to be filled. So I don't think the Newton trade for Trey with that third and that sixth is even relevant, to be honest. You got to be smart about things, fellas. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
I don't disagree.
Do you think the Cincinnati Bengals offense has been good enough the last 2 years to be, like, playoff and Super Bowl ready?
I mean, 2 years ago they were in the divisional round.
But then they've been 9-8 the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they had Joe Burrow, and they have all those receivers, and they had Trey Hendrickson on that team, and they were 9-8, right?
Yeah.
So I heard my man Shane earlier say, "Oh, we won play away, getting me a Super Bowl." No, you're not one play away from the Super Bowl. You need some more spots too. So, no, I wouldn't make the trade right now.
We'll take your calls when we return. Got to take a quick break, and you'll hear from Joe Witt at 1 o'clock.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
106.7 The Fan. The question's pretty simple. Does anybody want to trade Johnny Newton and a third for Trey Hendrickson? Oh, so far, a resounding no. I guess Shane said to do it. But outside of that, everybody, it's been a resounding no. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Southeast and see if Zeke says differently. Zeke, Johnny Newton and a third for Trey Hendrickson. You doing it?
A resounding yes. No question about it. And I got two reasons why. Number one, if you get Hendrickson, he's going to improve your total defense. He's going to improve defense for your defensive backs. He's going to make the whole – so he's not just sacks. I think he was the second leader as far as pressures on the quarterback in the entire league. So you need a defensive force like that. Now, the second point, everybody's talking about mortgage of future, right? But if you trade Hendrickson for Newton, you're above the trade. I think you're on the plus side of that. Newton hadn't really done anything for the last couple of years. When he went in for Payne and Allen, we still couldn't stop the run or have a pass rush. So I say go get him, and Newton in the third is fine. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't think so. So I'm just I disagree.
It'd be one thing if it wasn't the third also. I don't know. Newton is going to be a very good player, and he's got 3 years. You know what, though? I mean, maybe there's a simple scared money, don't make money philosophy here, that if they're really going all in, they need somebody that's a difference maker off the edge. I don't know. I think it's interesting that Zeke, I'm not saying you're definitively wrong, dude. I don't know that this trade really exists. This is an ESPN hypothetical trade from Seth Walder. Hendrickson would be a significant upgrade over what they have at the position.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree with the depth in the – this team was bad against the run, and that was with Newton.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I want to give up more on the inside. But if they think Kinlaw is a real replacement and you bring in Eddie Goldman and maybe Wise can help on the edge, I don't know. It is interesting. I like to think – like if I could repackage this and it's Newton and a sixth – that sounds different. Maybe Newton even at a fifth, that sounds different to me.
Uh-huh.
But Newton at a third just seems like a lot, man.
Yeah. I mean, when they started off, they say what they were going to take, and then all of a sudden now you got – and this is the thing I ask. The guy threw out these hypotheticals, Newton a third and a seventh. For another team, he threw out different stuff.
Everybody else has given up a second.
So
that's the difference. Washington doesn't have the seventh to give up.
What makes them think that they wouldn't just want to ask for whatever? Anybody they want. Everybody they want.
I honestly think if it was Payne, I think people might be more amenable to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's a veteran going into the last year of his deal. Or likely the last year of his deal. Matt Stafford is on the line. Matt, what do you think about Hendrickson for Johnny Newton and a third? Matt, you there, bud?
Sorry, that phone messed up.
Matt Stafford, bad reception.
That normally has a good phone, man.
Yeah, man, we can usually count on you, Matt.
You'd think with his salary, he could afford a good phone.
Yeah, he just got a new deal. He's making like $60 million a year. Let's try to squeeze one more in here. Steve is in Manassas. Steve, Hendrickson for Johnny Newton and a third.
Hey, I got to do it like White Brian said. We're right there. Hey. Go ahead. If Jaden steps up like everybody thinks he is, those windows sometimes close flat fast. Let's take advantage of it and make the trade and go for it.
Press the gas. All right, man. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I don't think I would, but I understand that mindset.
I understand the mindset, but I ask this question right now. We go get Trey Hendrickson, but nobody else to really, really push the other side. They double team him, and then what we got?
That's a good point. They have.
You know, I love people that always just immediately change their mind because I don't think we're one player away from going to a Super Bowl. Really don't. You know, so and especially being able to go do it and then be ready to repeat it again. So I don't buy that.
Yeah, I one player away. Football's a team game. That to me is really difficult to try to suggest that it's one player away.
That same guy was on a team with a damn dude who's a hell of a quarterback and has hell of a receivers and everything else, and they were in the playoffs the year before. The last 2 years they haven't been.
So, they were 2 years ago. They just missed it this past year.
Okay, well, 9-8 the last 2 years. Okay, my whole thing to that is this. You just think, oh, he's going to walk on this team, and all of a sudden this team going to all of a sudden just be much better because he was on that team with those guys too. So I think he's a damn good player.
And I'm sorry, you're right. They did miss the last 2 years.
So what I'm saying is it's just like I don't – and then, yeah, he had 17 and a half sacks last year, okay? It's not a guarantee he'll have that again this year.
He's had 17 and a half the last 2 years.
Yeah. In 9-8 seasons.
Yeah. I don't put everything on him.
No, I don't put it all on him. But it just amazes me how people think, just go get one guy, we go automatically end up there. That's not how this game works. Doesn't work like that.
Sure. And I think they're trying to build kind of long term. But you say that, and then they did go get, you know, they went and got Tunsil. That was getting an old guy for picks.
Going to grab Tunsil is a direct thing of we're going to protect this kid right here. And I think that kid is more important than any other position that anybody think they need to go get.
You're on to something there, B. When we return, you will hear from Joe Witt, Commander's defensive coordinator, addressing the media. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.